You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff continues his powerful series on the gifts of the Spirit by focusing on the second gift listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the word of knowledge. What is it? Why is it needed today? And how can you begin to recognize and receive it? Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit. And now let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. If you've been tracking with us in this journey through the gifts of the Spirit, then you already know that we are not here to play it safe. We're not settling for surface-level Christianity. We want the real thing, and to walk in the fullness of what God has for us. We need to know what's available and how to operate in it biblically and boldly. So today, we begin exploring the second gift in the list of nine, the word of knowledge. And listen, this is not about having a feeling or a gut instinct. This isn't about human wisdom or educated guesses or spiritual intuition. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of a fact or truth that you could not have known unless the Holy Spirit has revealed it to you. Let me say that again for the ones in the back. It is supernatural knowledge, revealed by the Spirit of God, not learned by the mind of man. Now, to truly understand this, we first need to recognize what this gift is not. It is not the same as wisdom. It is not the same as discernment. And it is not the result of observation or deduction. You didn't read the room well. You didn't make an educated guess. The Holy Spirit dropped something into your spirit, a piece of information that you had no way of knowing in the natural, and it was accurate, specific, and timely. And when you speak it out, it has impact. It brings conviction. It brings confirmation. It opens eyes. It reveals the hidden thing. That's the word of knowledge. Now let me take you to Scripture. In John chapter 4, Jesus meets the Samaritan woman at the well. He asks her for a drink, and a conversation unfolds. Then we see in verse 16 that Jesus says, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said to him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This which you have said is true." We see this in John chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. So now let's pause. Jesus didn't ask her 20 questions. He didn't eavesdrop on gossip. He supernaturally knew her history. That is the word of knowledge. It was not general. It was not specific. It was not learned. It was revealed. And what happened? She ran back to her village and said, "Come and see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is he?" The word of knowledge opened her eyes to the identity of Jesus and unlocked revival in her city. And this ties into another example. We see in Acts chapter 5, Peter and the early church are experiencing a move of God. People are selling their property and giving the proceeds to meet the needs of the body. Then Ananias and Sapphira come along, pretending to give the full amount while secretly keeping some back. But here's what Peter says in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the proceeds of the land? You have not lied to men, but to God. Nobody told Peter. There was no investigation. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. That's the word of knowledge. And notice, God didn't give Peter every detail. He gave him just what he needed to confront the sin. That's why it's called a word of knowledge, not the gift of all knowledge. It's a portion, a piece, a fragment from the mind of God delivered to you for a specific purpose. Now let's take a moment to explore this. How is this different from the word of wisdom that we covered in last week? Now, the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation of what to do, divine strategy, insight, or guidance about the future or a current situation. It reveals God's will. But the word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation of what is, something present or past, a fact about a person, place, or situation that only God could reveal. So let me give you a practical example. If the Holy Spirit shows you that someone in the room has pain in their right shoulder due to an old sports injury, that's a word of knowledge. But if the Holy Spirit then gives you instruction to lay hands on them and declare healing, that's a word of wisdom. Two gifts, two different functions, the same Spirit. Let me take you to the Old Testament for a moment. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, Saul is looking for his father's lost donkeys. He ends up going to see the prophet Samuel. But before Saul arrives, look at what God tells Samuel in verses 15 through 17. Now, a day before Saul's coming, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel, saying, "At about this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him as leader over my people, Israel." God revealed a specific fact about someone Samuel hadn't even met yet. That is a word of knowledge in action. And it didn't come through effort. It came through intimacy. Samuel was walking close enough to hear from God. And when the moment came, he was ready. That's how this gift works. So how does this play out in the lives of believers today? Sometimes it's in prayer. You're interceding and suddenly you sense that someone is battling anxiety and you call them up and you speak life over them. Sometimes it's during worship. You're leading or sitting in a service and the Holy Spirit impresses on your heart that someone in the room just lost a loved one or is contemplating suicide. Other times, it's in evangelism. You're talking to someone and suddenly you just know their father abandoned them. You speak into that wound and they break under the weight of God's love and truth. That's the word of knowledge. Not to impress, not to perform, but to pierce the darkness with light. But we have to be careful, because this gift, like all the others, can be counterfeited. The enemy mimics it through psychics, mediums, and false prophets. And even in the church, there are people who prophesy from their own soul or manipulate people with vague general statements that sound spiritual but carry no true power. We must stay rooted in the word and submitted to the Spirit. The word of knowledge must always flow from a place of humility, love, and obedience. This is not a party trick. This is not for applause. This is a weapon of truth used to expose lies, confirm direction, and bring people face to face with the living God. Now, maybe you're asking, why does this matter for me? Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To each one. That includes you. This gift is not reserved for apostles, pastors, or platform speakers. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a candidate to receive and walk in the word of knowledge. And when this gift flows, it can lead to healing, deliverance, salvation, repentance, restoration. Sometimes all it takes is one revealed detail for someone to realize that God sees me, that God knows me. That's the beauty of it. The word of knowledge doesn't just reveal facts. It reveals the heart of God. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What if God wants to use you this week to speak a word that opens someone's eyes? What if your obedience in sharing a hidden truth becomes the catalyst for someone's breakthrough? What if the Holy Spirit has been whispering, but you've been too distracted to hear it? This gift is not for the spiritually elite. It's for the spiritually surrendered. It's for those who will say, Lord, I don't want to operate out of my own knowledge. I want to hear from you and speak what you reveal. If that's your heart, then position yourself for it. Get still before the Lord, stay in the word, and keep your spirit tuned to his voice. And when he shows you something, don't run from it. Don't second guess it. Speak with humility and boldness. Because the word of knowledge, when spoken in love and obedience, can break chains. It can expose what's been hidden. It can confirm what someone's been praying about. It can open the floodgates of healing and deliverance. God doesn't reveal for no reason. He speaks because he wants to move. And if you're willing, he can use you to carry that word that shifts someone's entire life. And as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on today's key truths. The word of knowledge is not a product of your mind. It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's not about showing off. It's about showing Jesus. It reveals something that God knows about a person, place, or situation. Something that you couldn't possibly know unless he revealed it to you. And it's given to bring transformation, not attention. So walk in reverence. Stay submitted and trust that if God speaks through you, he will also confirm what he reveals and fulfill his purpose in it. May the Holy Spirit guide you as you reflect on this. And as we continue this journey through the gifts of the Spirit, I invite you to press in with expectation. Tomorrow, we will look at how God uses this gift, not just to inform, but to restore, to protect, and to awaken hearts to his presence. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.